Welcome to Foresight Friday Roundup, Foresight Health's podcast series for healthcare revolutionaries. Outcomes matter, customers count, and value rules. Hello again, everyone. This is Dave Berta, news editor at Foresight Health. On today's episode of Foresight Friday Roundup, we're going to talk about Medicare Advantage. Why? Well, because open enrollment started yesterday, and I'm getting a lot of calls from my older friends, family, and former coworkers, all asking me what to do. So today, we're going to talk about the financial performance of Medicare Advantage plans, new market entrants in Medicare Advantage, and then MA enrollment and services to members. To explain what's happening in the MA market and where it's going, are Dave Johnson, founder and CEO of Foresight Health, and Gary Bisbee, co-founder of the Health Management Academy. Dave, Gary, how are you guys doing this morning? Were you flipping channels last night, Dave?
I was definitely flipping something, but doing just fine in the nice chill weather we're having in Chicago.
Got it. Gary, how about you?
No channel flipping, but happy Friday.
Sounds good. All right, before we talk about Medicare Advantage, let me ask you guys about the calls you get about healthcare because of what you do. Dave, do you ever get calls from friends, family, coworkers asking you for healthcare advice? And if so, what do they want to know?
Happened just last week. One of the guys I run with needed an MRI for his prostate. So I asked him where he was getting it, and it was some specialized prostate MRI center in the northern suburbs. And I said, well, how much is that going to cost? And he said, no idea. And I said, well, you know, call Smart Choice MRI. They're always under $600, and you get a second read from the Cleveland Clinic. And then talk to your prostate center and say, you got this other offer, and I guarantee you they'll meet the price. He did it, and they did. So competition works.
Consumerism, I love it. Gary, same thing. Are you ever the healthcare answer man for your friends, family, and coworkers? What do they ask you about?
Well, given my involvement with the Health Management Academy, I'm frequently asked what hospital should they choose. I get a lot of that. And then given my even deeper background with sports medicine, I'm frequently asked what sports medicine surgeon they should go to. So those are the sorts of questions I get. Nothing quite as creative in terms of my answer as Dave's answer about negotiating with the various players in the system.
I really don't get too many calls. I'm not quite the sage as you guys are, but when I did work at Modern Healthcare, Chuck Lauer, who was the publisher at the time, he got a lot of calls. And I think the craziest call he ever got was a request from one of our top executives at the company for a secret stash of Cipro to protect her during the anthrax scare of 2001. So that was a strange one. All right, let's get back to reality and talk about Medicare Advantage. Dave, what's happening in the Medicare Advantage market in terms of financial results, new market entrants, other business activities that tell you companies see opportunity in Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, it's booming, Dave. You know, wherever Walmart goes, there's bound to be opportunity. 10 years ago, they got into the financial services sector really through the back door since they couldn't get a banking license to service the 25% of Americans that are underbanked. And today there are Walmart money centers in every store and providing a full range of services. A very large percentage of Americans now depend on them. And it's their ability to build that type of consumer trust that I think they're bringing into the healthcare sector. And again, they're kind of starting small. They've created a Walmart Insurance Services division, which is kind of a brokerage arm, and they're rolling that out in Dallas this year. The head of that says only 10% of Americans save the most out-of-pocket spending from the plans they enroll in. So guess what? Walmart's going to figure out how to save them money. In more interesting fashion, they're teaming up with Clover, the Alphabet, aka Google company, to offer an MA plan in Georgia that they think will have 500,000 enrollees. They're going to offer the Clover tool, which, you know, given it's a tech company, uses machine learning to offer care recommendations and other guidance to PCPs. So you can expect, I think, Walmart to kind of relentlessly roll into this space over the next decade, like they have in financial services. Clover, by the way, is valued at $3.7 billion in the midst of a public offering to raise cash to triple their footprint. So that's potentially a very powerful combination, Clover and Walmart. The plan they're offering in Georgia, it's called the Live Healthy Plan. It's got a very Walmart ring to it. Zero premiums, include PCP visits and lab tests and other services without any copays. Really, really pretty nice offering. But United, which is a little over a quarter of the MA market, expects to increase its enrollment by 50% in 2021 to go to a little over a third of the total enrollment. And they're doing it the same way. Lots of services, you know, zero copays for primary care, behavioral health, routine visits, colonoscopies, mammograms, any telehealth visit, whether it's for physical or mental health services. Cigna and Humana also expect growth. So there's gold in them there, MA Hills. Overall, CMS expects 10% growth from 24.4 million to 26.7 million. So about almost 37% of Medicare beneficiaries will now be in MA. Premiums are going down 14%. They're literally half of what they were 10 years ago. And I guess my favorite statistic, because I'm such a believer in level field competition, is they expect that there will be 47 plan offerings per county next year, up from 39 this year. So more competition, more free services, lower prices, live better, shop smart.
Good rundown. Gary, what do you see happening in the Medicare Advantage market, and what signals are they sending and you're receiving?
Let me make the following point. Medicare Advantage is Medicare. Given what Dave was talking about, the rate of increase of Medicare eligibles is half of them are selecting Medicare Advantage, and that's going up. Clearly, CMS is supportive. Clearly, private industry is supportive, insurance companies, Walmart, et cetera. So I think going forward, what we're going to see is that Medicare Advantage is Medicare. Let's look at demographics. Why is this happening? 75 million baby boomers. The reality is that just over half are currently 65 or older, meaning half of them are not yet on Medicare. And so over the next 10 years, we're looking for 20 million more Medicare eligibles. And at the current rate, 50-60% or more will belong to Medicare Advantage. The gross margins on the Medicare Advantage plans are going up. Even if you took this year and COVID, which has driven margins up even more than normal, even if you take that out, there's still been a steady increase in Medicare Advantage. Now, there is one caution. During the Obama years, that administration was not encouraging of private health insurance, and they ended up being very slow to increase rates. So Medicare Advantage in those days wasn't nearly as financially attractive. In the last couple of years of Obama and then under Trump, the rate increases have paralleled rate increases of group business, for example. So we've seen that we're doing better from the standpoint of rate increases, which of course attracts more providers, attracts more insurance companies, and as Dave said, more services that are being provided to the customer. We'll see going forward who wins this election coming up. If it's Biden, then what's going to happen to Medicare rates over the next 4 years is a little tough to tell. If it's Trump, I think we do know what's going to happen. It'll continue to be easing up.
Dave, anything to add to Gary's comments?
Gary nailed a lot of the underlying trends about why we're seeing growth. And of course, when you have for-profit companies, they need to be able to generate a profit. I actually think in many respects, the public-private partnership between health insurers and the government is among the most successful in the country in terms of innovation and responsiveness. And the innovations I'm finding most powerful right now are those that are shifting with the encouragement of CMS to home-focused supplemental care and special supplemental benefits for the chronically ill. Dramatic increases in the number of plans offering both those benefits. And it fits with the larger trend in America that we have an over-focus on acute conditions and an under-focus on chronic conditions, and we need to balance those. And this Medicare Advantage population, which has a lot of chronic disease, is an ideal place to focus, particularly with early enrollees that go into these types of programs that get care management services. Because when you cut through it, MA is a capitated program. You're getting so much per member per month to cover their health care costs. And it's a robust payment, which is, as Gary was indicating, leaves room for a lot of service offerings and innovation. And one of the things you see, for example, in the United plans are care navigators to really help those who need surgery find it in the best place, get the appropriate pre-care and aftercare in addition to cost-effective surgery in the first place. So I think the care management and trend embodied within Medicare Advantage is one of the most powerful trends reshaping supply-demand dynamics in the country.
Thanks, Dave. Now let's shift gears and talk about members rather than sponsors and investors. Gary, what do you see in the enrollment numbers and member services and member performance happening in Medicare Advantage right now? What should we be taking away from that?
Well, let's look at the concerns that seniors have. One is access to physicians. A number of private physicians have restricted access to Medicare eligibles. Another is access to drugs and the prices of drugs. And the third concern they have is the difficulty in just sorting through and making a plan selection, narrow networks and that sort of thing. So what Medicare Advantage has done is they've taken the concern of access to physicians off the table. If you belong to Medicare Advantage plan, you have access to that group of doctors that are tied to that plan. They've also, Medicare Advantage has taken access to drugs off the table. And it's made plan selection easy. You just go with your Medicare Advantage plan and the rest of it, the narrow network falls into place. So from the standpoint of the member, from the standpoint of the elderly person, Medicare Advantage is clearly better. Dave Johnson will love this, better than fee-for-service. And Dave made a point about capitated payments. So if you look at the Medicare Advantage plans, there's different opportunities, different options. 60% of the enrollees in Medicare Advantage are in an HMO, which is basically a fully capitated plan. Roughly 35% are in a PPO, which is a narrow network with certain financial constraints attached to that. So we have, with the 25 million people or so in Medicare Advantage, we basically have a capitated group, which outside of Kaiser is the largest capitated group in the country. Premium trends have been very favorable to the member, particularly in the HMO group. Services, as Dave was talking about, are up. Home care, televisits, all of those are accelerating through Medicare Advantage. So the net of this is, I'll go back to the point, Medicare Advantage is Medicare for all intents and purposes. And we're going to see an increased acceleration, I think, beyond whatever CMS is projecting at this point. We're going to see an increase in Medicare Advantage enrollment and the services offered by the plans. And it just will become a better and more attractive option for the elderly.
Got it. Thanks, Gary. Dave, what's your take on enrollment, services, performance, star ratings? You know, anything we should be watching for, anything we should be worrying about?
I do think the star ratings are really important. 77% of beneficiaries enroll in MA programs that have star ratings of 4 or higher out of a 5-point scale. The companies, the insurance companies themselves, receive more payment if they're higher quality. And it's pretty rigorous standards. About half of the MA plans incorporate a drug benefit. They report on 44 metrics to get that star rating. Those that don't offer the drug plan report on 32 metrics. So there's a lot of paying attention to performance statistics, because getting that higher star rating is beneficial to both the bottom line and to attracting consumers in the marketplace. And, you know, star ratings are easy to understand. And I think it's the type of thing that consumers kind of naturally gravitate toward. And we've started to see that with the hospital star ratings as well, which really only became public 3-4 years ago. And we're seeing dramatic improvement across the board in terms of hospitals' abilities to hit these metrics. And, you know, it's not like you have to get the metrics perfect in the first year. You can continually improve them. And that's what's happening. And that's certainly what's happening in the MA space. So I would just say, overall, I like that. In terms of what concerns me, everything that's good about MA is related to the care management services, which we've been spending a lot of time talking about. Everything that is bad about MA relates to the jockeying and game playing that goes on to do risk scoring for the individual members. You'd be amazed at how sick all these people are based on how the plans categorize these people. And while Gary is absolutely right that Medicare Advantage is Medicare, and the way they do the rates is to tie the MA rate to the local Medicare rate. But that means the money available for MA plans is double in Miami to what it is in Seattle, which has never made any sense to me at all. So I'd like to see a decoupling of the MA rates from the traditional Medicare rates. And I'm also kind of intrigued by the idea of getting MA up on the exchanges and really letting competition go forth. There's already a lot of competition in MA, but imagine what a boost to the exchanges that would be. So not a perfect plan offering, but far superior, in my opinion, long-term to traditional Medicare. So I'm delighted to see the country going more and more in that direction. And I think over time, we'll keep making it better and better the way, you know, industries improve in America, which is through competition and winning the battle for the hearts and minds of consumers.
Gary, anything to add to Dave's comments? Specifically, are we seeing a new version of DRG creep? What about this idea of putting MA plans on exchanges?
Anytime you have pricing in the models that we've got here, you're going to see creep for sure. So I'm sure that is happening. Putting them on the exchanges seems to me, I hadn't thought actually about it, Dave, and that sounds like a good idea. But anything you can do to give the seniors more options or to give better visibility to Medicare Advantage, I think is a good thing. As Dave said, hey, is it perfect? No. Is it better than fee-for-service? Yes. Can we make it even better? Well, we could. Let's hope that CMS will do that. My guess is as the number of enrollees in Medicare Advantage increases from the current 25 million, that we're going to see CMS focusing more on how they can tweak the plans, perhaps untie it from Medicare rates in the local areas. Think that would be a great suggestion, as Dave mentioned. So my guess is we'll see that Medicare Advantage continue to be tweaked and refined, and it'll be some of these inequities will be taken care of.
I'll see 5 years from now. We'll see what happens to my mailbox. Dave.
it'll explode.
All right. Let's talk about next week. Gary, what are we talking about? Anything other than COVID or the election?
Well, I think we're probably through Amy Coney Barrett, although maybe not. I think next week we have the committee reporting, Judiciary Committee reporting out, and then I think they're looking at the vote several days before the election. So we'll probably continue to hear Democrats basically take a position that it's guaranteed that Barrett will vote against the ACA and Roe v. Wade, and Republicans now apparently are saying that they love the ACA, so don't worry about it. So we'll see a lot of volleyball played between those two parties over the course of the next several weeks. But beyond that, I think it's election all the time.
Dave, anything other than COVID and the election that we should be talking about?
Probably lots of things, but I do believe that the Democrats focusing in on healthcare has really put the Republicans on the hot seat, because they're actually in court to repeal Obamacare. And Amy Coney Barrett appears to be someone that would go along with that. That's part of the reason she got picked. But it's a little bit like that old John Kerry statement. You know, I was for it before I was against it. In this case, they were against it before they were for it. And I still contend that if you could drain the emotion out of this, both Republicans and Democrats have a stake in making market-based health reform much more effective. And the Republicans can claim ownership of the ideas. The Democrats can claim ownership of the federal program, and they could work together to make it great for all Americans. Will that happen? I don't know. It seems that if one side has an idea, the other side immediately thinks it's a bad idea, but that's obviously not the case. So hopefully market-based reform, that's what we'll be talking about.
All right, guys, thank you again for a great discussion. And if anyone out there has any questions about Medicare Advantage open enrollment, you know who to call, right? All right. If you'd like to learn more about the topics we discussed today, please visit our website at foresighthealth.com. You can also find a recording of this podcast and all our podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, and other streaming services. Thanks again for listening. I'm Dave Berta for Foresight Health.